We're on the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. It says in the Mishnah, Vein Choschin Es HaPesil L'Shnayim. You can't cut the wick into two. That's the Sakin Ma'ana. Rabbi Yehuda had said you can do as long as you do with the fire. So the Gemara asked, Ma'ishna B'Sakin Lo? Why can't you do with a knife? The Kamasakin Mana, because as we said, it's making it into a wick, the usable wick, Kamasakin Mana. So what? But or Nami Kamasakin Mana, same thing. If you cut it with the fire, what's the difference? You cut it with a knife, cut it with the fire. Why should it be all good all of a sudden if I cut it with the fire? More answers, Tani Rabbi Chia, he brought a braisa that says, Choscha Be'or, but Fish Dei Neiros. What it means is you're not just taking a piece of a long wick and cutting it with the fire, but rather you're taking the they call them naros, these receptacles for oil, and one long wick, you put one end in each side, and then you kilu are lighting, and some bring down, you have to knead both of them. I want both naros, and then I light it in the middle, and then the mela, it's not really masakin, I'm like lighting both naros. So that's only that in such a situation, that's what Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Rashi Kamasakin Mana, Achataisa was one, you do making it two. So we're answering, Bethi Shtei Neros, Nosen Shnei Rasheha Besoch Shtei Neros, you put two ends into two candles, Im Tzarich Ladli Kan Kachas, again we talk about that you want them both, Umadlik Bam Son, and you light it in the middle. The Lo Mucha De La Tu Kune Mana Mechavin, because it's not Mucha, it doesn't look like your Dafkar are Mesakin, El Elad Lakabama, you're just lighting them. Okay. Actually, more Amar of Nasa and Bar Abba Amar Rav. Mochatin es a psila the Yom Tov. You can trim off the wick on Yom Tov. My mochatin. What does this mean? So Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Shalmaya or Shalamya. Some say Mishmeder Rav Laduye Chushcha. It means to take away the choshech, leader, the darkness, literally. Now it gets like charcoaly sometimes on the wick, and that prevents the light from shining bright. So you want to trim it off in order to make it bright. So that's allowed to do what you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. Rashi, Laduye Choshcha, Keshehi Naset Barosha Pecham, when it gets like charcoal on the top, Mavir, he takes it away. Laduye means Lahasir. No, it could be that it's not while it's going. It's like not while it's lit. Before, it was lit once, and then you want to clean it off. Choshcha, Rashi, Pecham Hamshich, Hamachshich Ora, darkens the light, doesn't come clear. Come out, not bright. Okay. Tani bar kapara, shisha dvarim nemru b'psila, shlosha lahachmir, shlosha lahakvil. There's six things mentioned, legabe itzav v'heter, with regards to a wick. Three are chumras and three are kulas. So now we're going to see them. Lahachmir, what are they? Ein godli nosa, you can't twist the wick to make it into a wick, lichachila miyom tov, because it's also making a kli. The ein mahavavin osabur, you can't like singe it in the fire in order to take off some of the strands, whatever, on the wick, because also it's misakin kli. The ein choskin osab lishnayim, and you can't just like take a knife and cut it into two to make it also misakin kli. Those are lahachmir. What are lahachil? Three of them you're allowed to do. Memacha biyad. If you have like a thick wick, you can press it and make it like skinny with your hand to make it easier to light. The shora b'shemen, you can soak it in oil in order that it should light nicely. The choska b'or b'fi shtei neros, which we saw before in the Mishnah with Rabbi Yehuda, we explained it, that you can light the wick by putting the two ends into the two candles. Okay, Rashi, nemru b'fzila b'yom tov, memacha b'yad, you can press it with your hand. Tikun kelachar yadhu. So maybe it's a pun over here. Your day. Okay, fine. Next, v'amar Rav Nasan bar Abba Amar Rav. So now, while we're talking about Nasan name of Rav, we said before, so we're saying the same. People said this as well. This agadita that atire Babel your day Gehenim him. The rich people of Babel are going to Gehenim. Why? Because we're going to see, because they don't have rachamim and they don't do staka with their money. Kihad is Shabtai bar Marinus ikla lebabel. Once Shabtai bar Marinus visited Babel, by Minayu Iska, he wanted to go into, he found a good business deal, so he needed to borrow some money. And Veloyavulay, but they didn't give it to him. Mizone lachols, he needed some food to eat. Mezen lo zinu, they didn't give him food to eat either. So Amaris, he said, Hani me'er of Rav Kasu. These people here, they must be from the heir of Rav that came out of Mitzrayim. Why? To see v'nasal lacharachim rechamcha. It's called marachim ala briyos. V'yaduashu mizera shal Avraham Avinu. Whoever has rachamim, it shows that he comes from Avraham Avinu. He's a yid. V'chol mi she'enem marachim ala briyos. Whoever is cruel, v'yaduashu she'enem marazaro shal Avraham Avinu. Therefore, they must be from the heir of Rav. Amar Rav Nasan bar Abba Amar Rav called the mitzape al shulchan acherim ose olam chashak be'ado. Whoever literally looks towards others, in other words, he needs to rely on other people for his food. So such a person is olam chashak be'ado. It's like a darkness in front of him. It's very difficult. Shneimar noded hula lechem aye yadaki nachon be'ado yom choshech. Person who wanders for food and he says, where is it? Aye. So Yada Nachon Biado, he's Mizuman, it's Mizuman for him, a Yom Choshech. Rav Chistamar, he says, not only is it a Lam Choshech, but also Av Chayav Enum Chayim, his life's not a life. Tanu Rabbanan, Shlosha Chayim Enum Chayim. The three people, types of people that also come into this category, that their life is not a life. What are they? Hametzap Shulchan Chavero, like we said before, he needs to rely on other people for their food. Umisha ishto moshelat alav, whoever his wife rules over him. Umisha yisurin misurin moshlim behigufo, and those that yisurin take over his body. V'yeshamrim af misha ein lo ela chaluk echad. Some say it's also somebody who only has one chaluk, one shirt. V'tana kama, why didn't he include that? He says afshar demayim b'mana, because the reason why it's bad to have only one shirt that is because according to yeshamrim is because you can't take it off. Because that's the only shirt you have, and as a result, it gets kinim, gets the lice, and you can't, and then it's very uncomfortable to be wearing lice. So that's why it's no good. It's a chayav enu chayim. But the Tanakhama said they didn't include that. He says because the afshar demayim b'yame, because you can delouse it, you can just take out the lice, and then it's not so uncomfortable anymore. Okay, Rashi yordi gehinim hein she'enam arachmim lasot tzaka. The Ashiri Bavel, they don't have rachmanis to do tzaka. Iska, this Shabtai, Bar Marinus, he had a business deal, Skora Lisaker, Lemachati Tzachar, that he had a business where he was, would have invested and give half the profits to the person that lent him and keep half, but it wouldn't give him anything. Mizona, he needed food, Shalmi Amazonas, Miza Namilo, as he knew, they didn't give him food either. Nathan Lacharachamim, Shetarachim Alabrios, Kasher Nishbala Bosecha, as a Girsa here. Whoever gives has rachamim, you can tell he's from our Abba. Be'ado means has choshech. We said be'ado means kenegdo, against him. Kamoch shachas be'ado. Kolomar choshech parus lefanam. There's this darkness in front of him. Hakol alav kechoshech. Everything like dark. Nachon be'ado mizuman etzlo. Amishesh le'elo chaluk echad, he only has one garment. Ein yachol lekavs. The problem is he can't take it off because that's all he has. He can't launder it. The kinim itzarin oso, and therefore the kinim bother him. The mayan b'mana. However, the other one says not so terrible because he can check it. Right? The falet kelav mina kinim. He can clean out the garment from the kinim. Okay. New Mishnah. Again, talking about Yom Tov, Ein Shovrim Esacheres Vein Choschim Haniyar Kedei Litzlos Bo Maliach. You can't break pottery and you can't cut pieces of paper to roast your fish, your salty fish, because it's Mesaken. So what does that mean? So Rashi says Ein Shovrim Esacheres Gishetolim Dagim Ala Askala. When they used to roast fish on like a what do you call it? Grill, type thing, right? That this is called the gradiwa, whatever. Chotkim kanim, what happened? They used to cut pieces of kanim or kash, like straw and stuff. Shibalim, or they would cut pieces of keres, or chotkim niyar, or paper, vishorim b'mayin, they soak it in water, and then vishodarim haniyar al gabi askel. They put on this grid, they would put this paper, why? Neshamatechet mechamem v'tzoref et adag. Because the metal, this grid, it gets very hot, obviously it's on the fire, and then it burns the fish. The fish is very light. So in order to prevent the burning of the fish, they put these paper, whatever, to soak paper in there. So you can't cut the chards or the paper, whatever, for this purpose. Maliyah Fashet says, done. Okay, that's one din. The ein gorfim tanur v'chiraim. If some of the either the stones or the cement or whatever falls down into the oven, that you can't scrape it out, because it's also you're talking the kli for baking. And this is like the Rabbanan we saw earlier on Kafkas, the Machlekes Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda, can you do Machshirei Yochel Nefesh, is Mutter or not? So this is like the Rabbanan that says that is Machshirei Menefesh, is Aser to do on Yom Tov. Aval, Mechabshin, that you could do. What is that? That's if this Afer and Afar, whatever inside the oven, you can press it down. If it's sometimes it gets too high and it touches the bread or the food or whatever, so you want to press it down. So that's allowed to do. Rashi, vein gorfim tanur v'chiraim, im nafalo tochol, mina tafol, or the tiach, the cement, whatever, ein gorfino, so you can't rake it out. The mesachin manhu, that's mesachin the oven. The atik rabbanan, like we said, amri machshiri yochel nefesh aratzim. The chabshin, Rashi says, mashkivim esa efer va'afar sheikh chalak. You press it down so it'll be nice and flat. Mashpili mashveru shalo yigab v'pat, mi v'dakim v'daf notav, yisrafu, the chabshin pribra.
Are we talking about before the oven was ever used?
No.
Why did it pull the back in after it was already a kli that?
Well, because once it gets filled up, now it's like not a kli anymore, a kilu, and now I'm cleaning it out, now I'm making it into a kli. So, okay. Back to Gemara. Ve'ein makifin, the Mishnah, ve'ein makifin shtei chavios lishpos aleihem es kedera. If you have two, you don't have an oven, so you want to make one, so you take like two barrels and you put them next to each other, and then in the middle you make a fire, and then you can put your pot on the two, like you made like a little tripod, and you can put your pot on top. So that you're not allowed to do, put the two things together next to the fire and put the thing on. That's aser because it's like bone. It's like making an ohel. The ein somchim es kedera bedikat. If you have like a kedera, like a pot that is wobbly, and you want it to sit nice, you can't take a piece of wood and stick it under and wedge it in to make it sit nicely. Because this is going according to the Shita we've seen before, that you can't even wood, you can only use what it's set aside for, which is to make it put in the fire and not use it for other things, and this is using it for something else. V'chein bedelis. So at this point, we're going to see later, it doesn't mean this, but we think this v'chein bedelis is you can't take a door either and stick it under your pot. The word says that. Not normal, so it's not talking about that. But that's what we think is talking about at this point. The ein manhigim es behema b'makel b'yom tov. Again, same idea. You can't use wood things for besides the normal use of putting it in the oven. So if you can't drive your behema with it either. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, he's in matir because he doesn't hold by moksa. Okay, finish up the Rashi's here. Mechabshin, we did that. Okay, makifin, right? Makarvin is after that. We take the two pots, chaviyot, and put them next to each other. Kamo makifin berea, ukamo litrom shalom mina mukaf, right? Taking truma when it has to be next to each other, the food. So hainu samuch, next to. Kamo makefes v'kora l'ashem. Okay. Lishfat aleim akadera, v'or ben shtei chaviyot. These two barrels, and the fire's in between the two. You can't do that. The spot is lohoshiv, to put on kol hash hashavas kadera al or, anytime the lashon of is used when you're putting something on the fire, a pot, it's called shvita. Kesheein lo kli barzel, shekorin tripod, right? Or shein lo kira, shelcheres chalula, ve'asar la mishum de dami le binyan, midrabanan mishum de mixiko. It's not really mamish, but it's dome to binyan, and it's midrabanan, it looks like you're making an ohel, you're making this tripod. It's an economy. It's like they're not building a kli. I mean, it's a derabban. It looks like mishum the mixing oil, like you're making an oil. You can't make an oil, right? This is because of you're making an oil. It's not a mill building a kli. You're making an oil. They ain't some chin kader v'bekat. Rashi says kasavar lo nasu etzim el asakar. Again, you can only use wood for heating up. Lefikach mukti, man, if it's mukta, it's so called tashmish. You can't use it for anything else. V'chein bedelis hashta. Again, at this point, we think that what does it mean? Mashma v'chein ain't somchin kadera bedelis. You can't put a door underneath your pot either. The Gemara is going to ask on this. Gemara parichala. The ain manhigim sabeim amamakel. You can't drive your animal with a stick. V'rishus harabim hashta kasal kadaitach. We think the reason is mishum de ain misham shin beitzim shalom. nasu kli mer of yom tov, because you didn't, again, you can't use wood for other things, and it was not put aside for this before yom tov. Lo nasu el asak, again, it's only for wood put aside for heating up. Okay, let's see the Gemara. My time, why can you not, talking about the first thing in the Mishnah, breaking the cheres and stuff and putting it on your grid for when you're making your fish, why can't you do that? Mishum de kamasak in mana, again, your machshir, the kli, in order to, for this purpose. Vein gorfin tanur v'chirayim. So we said, if you can't gorfin, we said when we learned the Mishnah, the reason was, like the shita of the chachamim, that machshir yochal nefesh is not allowed on Yom Tov, and that's why ain't gorfin. But now we're going to bring a brisa which argues with that. Tani Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, Chamid Rab Nachman, he said, brought a brisa that no, v'im iyashar lefos elin kein gorfo mutar. You know, that's just like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that machshir yochal nefesh that you couldn't do before Yom Tov, whatever you can do on Yom Tov, and therefore it's going to affect your baking of your bread, because again, the ashes are so high, whatever, it's touching the sides of the oven and touching your bread, and you can't do it properly, so it's okay. Now we're going to bring some mice in which hold like this as well, that you can rake out for this purpose. The bitahu de Rabbi Chiya nafala aricha. The wife of Rabbi Chiya, half a brick fell from the side of the oven, and again, it was inside, and it was not easy to bake anymore. The tanura biyomatava, and it's inside the tanur, inside the oven on Yom Tov. So Amar la Rabbi Chiya, he said to his wife, Chazia de ana rifta ma'alta bayina. He said, I would like some good bread that is not burnt. Hint. You know, in other words, so you could take out the brick that fell. Amar le Rabba l'shamek. Rabba said to his shamish, Tvili baravza, roast for me some goose. A goose. Vizaher becharucha. And again, be careful it shouldn't burn. In other words, he was telling him so you could rake out the oven so it doesn't burn. Amar le Ravina le Ravashi. Amar lan Ravacha. Ravacha told us, Ravacha Mihutzal told us, that Demar, that you, you know, is Ravashi, Shrakin le Tanura v'yamatava, that you take like teat, like cement, and you close up the top of the oven on Yantav, that the hot air shouldn't leave, and it roasts better. And so Ravina could understand how you could do this, because making like cement is a told of lash and it's aser in Yom Tov. So he didn't, like he said, we heard that you did it, how could you do this? So Amar Leir, Ravashi answered, no, ana arakta de tras samchina. Says, well, we rely on those, and we live on the shores of Nahar Prat, and there on the shores of the river, there's like sand or whatever, the mud over there is very good for you. We don't have to make the cement. We can use the mud over there. That's what we use. So we weren't doing lush. So honey mealy, desire may as well. But that's only if you put aside this mud on the day before for that use. Amaravina v'kip mishari, and the ashes are, you're allowed to take water, whatever, and put it with the ashes and make this thing to cover the oven, because there's ashes are not something which is, say, bar gibel, something which is normally which you need, so to speak. Okay, see Rashi. B'miyav shalo mutar. This is like Rabbi Yehuda, as we said. Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Aricha is half a levena, half a brick. The natak mikotol ha tanur fell off the side of the oven. Rifta minal sabina. So he told his wife, I like nice bread. Kolomar, hinting to her, garfiat tanur. You can clear out the tanur. Tavili av, they told him to roast a goose. Talali avaz v'tanur, roast me a goose in the oven. Shetanureim hayuktanim, they had small ovens. In those days, upiyam lamala, and the opening was on top. Betolei asu v'tocho, and they stick from the top down the thing they want to roast. It's otempi v'hu nitzlan, and they cover the top, and it gets roasted inside. Vizdar mecharucha, be careful not to burn it. Shalo yechroch, that the goose shouldn't get burnt. Cooked goose. Kolomar garuf et tanur shlo yehebo b'shulav davar gavoa. That in other words, smear the top of the the tanur shlo yehebo shulav, that shouldn't be anything on the base of the oven davar gavoa, that's high. Kamo ariach, like again, like a brick or something, or a stone or even shehusak b'tanur, it's got seasoned navim and nogeya b'tzliv esorvon, and it touches the food and it's going to burn it. The Mar is referring to himself, Ravashi. He says, Sharkin la tanur, used to smear the tanur. Avde Adoni Tachin Sivot Kisui, that the servants of you, or your my master of you, smear the around the cover of the piatanur betit with the cement. Shelo yetechom, so the chom shouldn't leave the heat. Keshet sli b'tocho. Sharuach kashelitzli, because it's not good if the wind gets in there, it ruins it. It's not good for the roasting. B'teimelan, so we can't understand. Milsa, how could you do that? Teimelan milsa. The gvul teat, the told the lalisha, you're not allowed to do that. You can't make teat. It's lush. All right. So we answer, no. We come from the rakta de prat samchinan on the sfato, the shores of prat. Anus anis mechim adavar. We don't have to make teeth. It's fat prat teeth the megula who's all ready to go on the shores. Buddha time at well, we said that's only if you put it aside from the day before. Asabo siman v'natak l'tzad acher, that you made a siman and put it to the side. I'm going to use this tomorrow on Yom Tov. Kit mashar, we said ligvol l'tzvachlo. There's not a problem to knead, so to speak, the ashes and to smear with it the lav bar gibulhu. We said. Okay. Next, we learned in our Mishnah, "Ema kifin shtei chaviyos." So, Amar Rav Nachman, "Avanim shel beis hakisei." So, this is if you have they used to make these outhouses. You used to take two rocks or whatever, put them next to each other, and that was their toilet. So, mutar l'tzadadan. You're allowed to be yom tov. You're allowed to take the rocks, put them together, and sit on it on yom tov. That's okay. Eisavei Rabba Rav Nachman, how could that be? "Ema kifin shtei chaviyos lishfos." Aleim as a gedair. We said in our Mishnah, you can't take two things and put it, the two, you know, barrels and put it next to each other to make an oven. This is basically the same idea. How can you make the base of kisa? So Amar Leih, no, shani hasa mishum de ka'avid alo. It's different because you're making a tent with the by putting the two barrels and the pot on top. Putting the pot on top is like completing the tent. So Amar Leih, Rabba Zutra l'Ravashi, El Me'asa, if that's the case, that's the reason. Is because, you know, if it doesn't have a gug, you're not putting a top on, like in the base of kisa, you're just putting the two things next to each other without something on top. So that's why it's mutter, but if, then in Cain, if that's okay. So bana itzdaba, if let's say he made like a chair out of bricks and stuff on Yom Tov, adalaviyalo, because it's a solid thing, there's no ohel per se. Hachinami deshari, can that be? That's vadayasi. You can't build samamisha binyan gamur. So how can you do that? It's okay because you don't have a cover. Just because you don't have a cover doesn't make it okay. So Amar Leih says no. Hasam in the case of the chair, it's asr because that's a mamisha binyan keva, and the Torah asrs it. So vada, you can't make that. But binyan arai, it's not there to stay. Lo asr Torah. The Torah didn't asr that. The gazu rabbanan al binyan arai. Even if it doesn't have a normally, if it doesn't have a cover, mishum binyan keva, it's the gezera because of binyan keva. But hacha, when it comes to the base of kisei, mishum kvados kvada brias over here. So here there were not goes there, and even though it's really no hell arai, we normally would be goes there because of ohel keva. But this is because of kvada brias lo gazri
b'rabanan. Well, I think it's an ohel. The person sitting on it, the person can be part of
them making an ohel. No, it's not. But just putting the two things together and...
But the thing on top of it is not putting it together.
Yeah.
The stones
have
to be
mukum,
there of
Yom Tov? I'm not sure.
Right,
it could be. Let's see, Rashi. Avanim shel beit hakisei, avanim dolot, big rocks, shemitzadidim otam, they put them together, liyot kemin moshav chalul, to make like a hollow thing to sit on, yashvim aleihem b'tzadu, they sit out in this field on this, makom miyuchad lo beit hakisei, places miyuchad for beit hakisei. Ve'kavida halo, sheyesh lo gag, because it has a like a covering. Aval hacha leka gag, but here there's no gag. Itzdava is a kisei shel binyan, levenim betit, it's almost like a chair that's made up with the bricks or whatever. Binyan arai, it's not there to be stay around. There's only enolit kayem. But hacha gabei beis hakisei mishum kavod abrias lo gazer. They didn't make a gzera.